Happy Thursday! Welcome to Scouts Over Us across the ESPN Wisconsin.
It's... Nope, buddy, nope.
What is it?
It's Wednesday.
Dude, I thought it was Thursday all day.
It's my Friday.
It feels like a
Thursday. I woke up and I was like, oh, dude, it's Thursday.
It feels like a Thursday.
It does.
All right, well, happy Wednesday. It is Scalzo and Bruss. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, calling, texting 800-990-3776. We got our guy Colin Russo holding it down at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square.
Russo! What's the buzz around campus, buddy? We got Fickell. We got recruits. What's the buzz?
How can you not be excited about Fickell? He's been killing the recruiting game right now.
Killing the recruiting game, bringing the right coaches on board. We're feeling good. Vibes are high on campus. What about Badger basketball? The students getting behind it or meh?
Did you guys watch that Iowa game?
Of course.
Yeah, that Iowa game was a huge game. I mean, now you got Lehigh on Thursday, but that team's a couple plays away from being 9-1, 10-0. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot to be excited about with that Greg Gard-led team.
That is true. What an exciting time for Wisconsin athletics.
I mean, I guess, you know, we did just kind of throw to him off the blue, but they kind of felt like a Sports Center update.
Yeah. I mean, caught him on.
Kind of did.
Caught him on the spot. You know?
And hey, like, ownership there.
You want him to do just take control of the segment?
Sure. Far away? Absolutely. Russo, next time we toss it to you, if you got something hot off the press that you've been wanting to get off your chest, we'll roll with it. Just let you know.
Russo takes?
Got
it. That's what we're going with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do people still talk about Ben Brust on campus, Russo?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
I hope not. That'd
Wrong
be weird.
Answer.
I think people know who Ben Brust is.
It's fair.
Not as many as you think, though.
All right, leave that out next time.
I like the tail.
All right, you know what I said about whenever you have something? Nope, not anymore.
No, he's got the platform. I want to start with the Bucks. Let's do the Bucks game last night. Obviously, it seems to be the biggest story last night into today in Wisconsin sports. And old Packers getting ready to take on the Rams on a very cold weather game coming up on Monday Night Football. Jason Wilde's article on Jordan Love continues to gain traction, has legs in reigniting the Love versus Rodgers debate. But I want to start with Draymond Green getting a fan ejected at Pfizer Forum. Draymond claiming, or alleging, I should say, that the fan threatened his life, which to me is a no-no. You're looking at me like, you do? All right, let's start. Is this Draymond? All right, here's Draymond Green talking about the incident that took place last night at Pfizer Forum.
What did they say to you?
Some threatening stuff to my life. So, you know, I was this close to really going back and, like, diving all the way in, but kind of just went back and told the official. And when I told the official what he said, he's like, oh, he got to get out of here. Gotta get out of here.
Do you like that? I guess, you know, I know you got fined a couple weeks ago when you said something to the fan. Do you like that? That's kind of an option to you, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I can't necessarily say that that hasn't been an option. That's kind of been an option, but I think, you know, there are times where you're just in the moment, you know, and you respond. And so, you know, that's been an option. That wasn't like, oh, I just found out that was an option once I got fined. Like, that's been there. The league has made that clear to us for years that's been there. But like I said, we are human beings, and there are times where you just respond, you know, and try to learn from the mistakes. But, you know, like I said, there's still the human side, the human element to it. That, you know, sometimes you're just going to respond, and that's just that.
Do you think fans...
I'm sure he wished he showed that kind of restraint towards his teammate Jordan Poole before clocking him with a sucker punch during the offseason, because Jordan Poole was set to make more money than Draymond. At this point, it's better than Draymond.
I mean, that's my biggest takeaway here is he wants to start the conversation by the fan was threatening his life, and he like He needed to restrain himself from going all in towards the fan. So when you sucker punch Jordan Poole, when he's just talking crap because he's better than you at basketball, was he threatening your life, Draymond?
Who knows? I'm very interested.
Threatening his pockets.
Very interested in what should fans be allowed to say? Because I feel like for a very long time in professional sports, it felt like fans were protected in a way where they could pretty much say up to a line anything they want and were able to do it. And it was kind of like thought, right? The general consensus was athletes get paid a lot of money, ignore it, deal with it. It's part of the game. And that has definitely shifted. I think the malice at the Palace, probably 20 some odd years ago now with Ron Artest going into the stands, certainly put more emphasis on fan behavior. The idea of throwing things onto a court or making any physical contact with players has always been a no-no. But as things continue to evolve, players continue to be more a part of social media. They appear more approachable. We know more about them personally. We know more about their families. We know more about their actions. They're willing to interact. They're becoming members of the media. I feel like there's way too much ambiguity right now in terms of what fans should be allowed to say, are allowed to say, and at what point athletes, quite frankly, should be allowed to react. Because, okay, what did he say to ultimately, quote unquote, threaten Draymond's life? Like, if you actually make a significant threat on an athlete's life, then, like, yeah, that's probably a big no-no.
I also feel like Draymond should be clear. Like, what is he hiding by not saying the direct quote? Like, we can't swear on the air, but we can say bleep. Like, what did the fan say? If Draymond got a fan kicked out, I feel like we should at least know what the fan said. So there can be, or the NBA should come out and say, here's what is okay, not okay. Here's what was said. Here's why this person was kicked out. Because I'm on the show with you here today, and like, there's a lot of people that are just going to think, what? Draymond's a big baby. And you know what? Both can be true. Draymond could have been right in getting a fan kicked out, and Draymond can still be a big baby in other instances that he's shown. So I'm in a position where I want to know what was said. You want to act all like, oh, I had to get this guy kicked out. I had to restrain myself. Then what was said? That's where I want to know. Because otherwise, you're just in a gray area land. Now, I will say, I went to a Bucks game with my girlfriend. And she was sitting next to a rowdy Bucks fan who was consistently every play yelling at Trae Young. What's annoying to me is you're not going to be heard, right? The arena's not silent all the time. It depends on where you are. Obviously, the fan was close enough to Draymond to have Draymond hear him. But the way the guy was yelling next to my girlfriend, she was like, gosh, is this guy ever going to shut up? You know, it's like fans just yell and he's like, Trey bum! Like, what does that do? Like, you're not getting laughs. You're just yelling at a player. I don't know. I'm at a point where if you're gonna get kicked out of a basketball game, I at least want to know why. Other than fine, the guy was annoying next to me, but he has every right. He paid the ticket. He drank the beers. He got buzzed up, and he thought he was helping the Bucks by chirping Trae Young when I was at the Hawks Bucks game.
Yeah, I think that there is a difference between what you say to a player and what you're saying in the audience. Now, we've had this conversation when it comes to the Wisconsin Badgers and the ESFU chant that goes on in the student section, how some people feel like that's deeply offensive and makes it a hostile environment.
Man, I went to the Badgers Marquette game. The amount of times they said blank Wisconsin, I wish that, Marquette fans would look themselves in the mirror as well. I didn't like that chant. Blank, okay. Wisconsin.
I don't know if it's Marquette fans that are the ones complaining about the ESFU chant at Camp Randall. But yeah, I think I'm somebody who wants to be able to allow fans to push it to the line and to the limit, right? I'm fine with the bleep Wisconsin chant for Marquette students. You're at a college game.
And I'm fine with it too.
It's their game overall. Like, it should be something that is designed for students. And it's like, it's a word. Like, it's a swear word. We're not allowed to say it right here. But in the confines of a public arena, if nobody's being disruptive or threatening or any of that, I'm fine with it. Now, some people might disagree and say curse words shouldn't be allowed at a stadium whatsoever. I think that sports still is such a popular thing because of the passion, because of the community, because of the energy that is created there. And that is obviously, when you combine it, especially with alcohol, especially in the state of Wisconsin, going to lead people to probably use words that they shouldn't. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. If you're swearing directly at a player, like, do we deem that acceptable? If you bring their family into it, are you okay with that? I was sitting next to a guy years ago at a Celtics Bucks game in Milwaukee who was just jawing at Marcus Morris and talking about his mom and all these things. And then when Morris came to inbound right in front of us, yes, I was sitting on the court, no big deal.
Cool.
The guy next to me stood up and tried to go like kind of chest to chest with Morris. And Morris looked at the ref like, I will drop this guy. And before he even had a chance to look back, the guy was being pulled away by security. That to me makes sense. If you are imposing a physical threat on the people who are entertaining, to me, that automatically should get you kicked out.
Physical, for sure.
If you merely say something to a player on the court, one, should you be allowed to say anything? And two, if you say anything, should the athlete be punished if they say something back?
Hey Draymond, I'm going to kick your bleep. Like, is that
that's
okay?
A lot different than, hey, Draymond, I'm going to murder your family. You know
agree.
What I mean?
Agree.
And so that's, I'm just interested in where that line is, because I feel like we're
lost.
Well, it's not only we lost, like, we live in a time where right now there's more and more concentration on what is being said and how what is being said will have consequences. And I wonder how that parlays itself into professional sports, especially following last night's ejection of a fan because he was chirping at Draymond Green. Draymond tells the ref kicks the fan out. Draymond says or alleges that he was threatening his life. 800-990-3776. I got this one. Josh, you welcome in Mark in Milwaukee. Mark, welcome to Scalzo and Russ and the Old National Bank talking text line. Old National Bank, get old. What do you got?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm 66. I sat through plenty of Barstar coaching years and Bucks games and everything and Brewers games, and I've did my share of yelling and screaming, but I've never booed anyone, and I've never yelled threats or like or anything like that. I did my share of screaming, but I didn't do anything like that. And if he was threatening Rivon, is that sort of is
Draymond?
Then I think it's greens to have him removed, because I think that's a no-no, and I think you're giving a little bit too much credit to the fans.
So okay, so you're obviously at that point you think you got to eject him. You're somebody who doesn't like to boo. Do you think that that's something that fans should not be allowed to do?
No, I don't have a problem with that. I just haven't did it, but booing someone is a lot different than. And threatening their lives.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Thank you for the
Mark
call.
In Milwaukee. Thank you for the call.
But that 800. Gets me to the original point of, like, I want to know what was said. Like, it can't just be like, oh, he what was said? Like, all the cameras that are out there in the world, everyone's recording something. Like, how is there nothing from this where we have evidence of the person? Because if it was that rowdy, we know somebody around that area had to have picked something up. And I was searching Twitter. I didn't find anything of, like, that interaction between, other than hearing Draymond's version of the audio of the mics on the court picking it up.
Yeah, from what you could hear from the audio of the game, he was talking about a pass?
Yes.
Of some sort? Like, it didn't
seem... Like, you don't get that pass.
But it could have escalated, I guess. Or he could have been talking about he doesn't get a pass to say whatever he wants.
Fair.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, welcome to Scalzo and Ross. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got? Mike in Milwaukee, you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Scalzo and Russ. What do you got?
Hey, so you were talking about fans. The fan at the Bucks game that got kicked out of the game probably was a, I don't know if it was a catalyst for the, was it five or six technical fouls that the Warriors had?
Yeah, it was, like, I think,
it
six
was,
total.
It was ridiculous.
In the game, yeah.
Yeah, we got a... I have to say, I'm normally, like, against what the refs do to the Bucks because we're a small market team. But there were a bunch of calls that went the Bucks' way that night, and I mean, we won the game by a lot, and it wasn't just because of the refs. We dominated in a lot of different ways. But those those fouls, those technical fouls, and whatever the refs or whatever the fans said that got him kicked out of the game. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've been to plenty of Bucks and Brewers and Packers games. The fans are usually pretty respectful. So whatever happened, whatever that fan said, I'm thinking to myself, it is either a fluke situation, like a bad egg, or one of the Warriors players said something first that caused that. I'm not going to blame that fan, or actually I'm not going to condone that behavior. That's not acceptable. But at the same time, I think that the reason that it got said was because someone else said something first, and it happened. So I'm
Thank you for the call, because I think he's starting to get to the same spot here. But like, let's be honest with ourselves. Draymond Green didn't go like, "Hey, that's the guy that I'm picking out to start a fight with." I wanted to get in a verbal match with this guy. To think that we're gonna be like, "Oh, you know, let's wait." I've been to these games. It's always usually respectable. Yeah, he mentioned the bad egg thing, but it's further than a bad egg. Every fan base has crappy fans. I don't care if you're a fan of the Packers, Brewers, Badgers, Marquette, the Admirals. I don't care who it is in this state. Every fan base has crappy fans no matter where you go.
800-990-3776, the number to get into the show. We'll keep the phone lines open. If you're on the line, stay right there. We will get to you. Should fans be allowed to say whatever they want to athletes on the court following the ejection of a fan last night at Fiserv Forum after saying something to Draymond Green? And if you can say anything, should athletes be allowed to respond? Should they be allowed to react? 800-990-3776. We'll continue the conversation next on Scalzo and Russ, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.